When the conference proceedings were published in French in December 1928, many mistook Bohr's contribution then and later as one of the official reports. When asked for an edited version of his comments for inclusion, Bohr requested that a much expanded version of his Como lecture, which had been published the previous April, be reprinted in lieu of his remarks. Bohr being Bohr, his request was granted. Einstein listened as Bohr outlined his belief that wave-particle duality was an intrinsic feature of nature that was explicable only within the framework of complementarity. That complementarity underpinned the uncertainty principle which exposed the limits of applicability of classical concepts. However, the ability to communicate unambiguously the results of experiments probing the quantum world, Bohr explained, required the experimental setup, as well as the observations themselves, to be expressed in a language suitably refined by the vocabulary of classical physics. In February 1927, as Bohr was edging towards complementarity, Einstein had given a lecture in Berlin on the nature of light. He argued that instead of either a quantum or a wave theory of light, what was needed was a synthesis of both conceptions. It was a view he had first expressed almost 20 years earlier. Where he had long hoped to see some sort of synthesis, Einstein now heard Bohr imposing segregation through complementarity. It was either waves or particles depending on the choice of experiment. Scientists had always conducted their experiments on the unspoken assumption that they were passive observers of nature, able to look without disturbing what they were looking at. There was a razor-sharp distinction between object and subject, between the observer and observed. According to the Copenhagen interpretation, this was not true in the atomic realm, as Bohr identified what he called the essence of the new physics, the quantum postulate. It was a term he introduced to capture the existence of discontinuity in nature due to indivisibility of the quantum. The quantum postulate, said Bohr, led to no clear separation of the observer and the observed. When investigating atomic phenomena, the interaction between what is measured and the measuring equipment meant, according to Bohr, that an independent reality in the ordinary physical sense can neither be ascribed to the phenomenon nor to the agencies of observation. The reality Bohr envisaged did not exist in the absence of observation. According to the Copenhagen interpretation, a microphysical object has no intrinsic properties. An electron simply does not exist at any place until an observation or measurement is performed to locate it. It does not have a velocity or any other physical attribute until it is measured. In between measurements, it is meaningless to ask what is the position or velocity of an electron, since quantum mechanics says nothing about a physical reality that exists independently of the measuring equipment. Only in the act of measurement does the electron become real. An unobserved electron does not exist.